some questions. Wipe that smirk off your face. Betraying your people, that's a real disgrace. See, I'm having a hard time finding that plane that you said hit the Pentagon, bursting into flames, vaporizing the aircraft, didn't leave no remains. But the bodies appear not to burn quite the same. More lies. Yeah, more lies. America died when Bush lied. And talk about miracles, did you see how they fell? The three towers in New York, those charges worked well. Flattened out in a straight line, just like it was planned. Did you think we were so stupid that we wouldn't understand? And it's a pity about the folks there on Flight 93. Just as they took back control, you blew them to smithereens. You lied. You lied. Heroes died when Bush lied. You say Osama is living in a place you have traced, but you don't go and get him. It seems such a waste. Could it be it's because he's still one of your men? A CIA asset, just like he was then. He endorsed your campaign in a last minute pitch. Is he just one more man who has gotten quite rich from your lies? Your lies. Freedom died from your lies. How about those Israelis dancing to their success on the rooftops of Jersey? They created a mess, so you sent them back home with a slap on the wrist. Told the cops not to bother, cause they don't exist. It's a lie. You lied. Justice died when you lied. Now people are dying for your crimes in Iraq. You've killed more than Saddam, though you don't get to keep track. There are only some Arabs in a faraway land that Yahweh has promised to his chosen band. While Sharon and his cronies pull on your strings, when he opens his mouth, your whole government sings his lies. His lies. Palestinians die. Next time you talk to your God, I've got a question for him. What side is he on, or does it change on a whim? There's a whole lot of people suffering here in his name. What kind of psycho is he that he's playing this game? It sounds more like a devil is guiding your hand. Destruction and death are the plagues of the land of your lies. Children die when Bush lies. You see, Mr. President, there's something amiss. Two elections you lost, but you overcame this by risk.